I think we definitely hit the target, as we can say. It was clearly one of our best camps, if not the best camp. So, a number of players really deserve the opportunity to be on the 53. You know, obviously you can only keep 53, and I feel very blessed and fortunate that, you know, really we have 63 of our own guys. So, very pleased with the way camp went from start to finish, and was glad to get past it. And it's always tough, you know, those conversations. You know, they get harder, they don't get easier. So I'm just glad we're now focused on winning our first game.
Mike, what were the main factors in deciding to keep Matt and Scott?
I mean, really, it's, you know, it's the evaluation process is over. I mean, it's, you know, it's like I've said a number of times in here, you know, not every position just competes, you know, against the people in their position. So there's philosophical beliefs, there's opinions, you know, there's, you go through all that. It's a long process. So we like our team. And once again, I'm very happy that all 63 of the guys are our own.
Mike, is Matt the backup, though?
Matt Flynn will be he is taking the reps, the number two reps so far this week. He took them today.
How important is a fast start Thursday to quiet down that crowd, if that's even possible?
Well, first of all, I don't think you're going to quiet the crowd down. I mean, I think any time you play in this type of environment, and Seattle is definitely unique to that. I mean, it's going to be a high-energy atmosphere. It's obviously a unique game to play in. You know, we've been fortunate to play in the game in the past, so you know, we're going up there to win the game. Fast start would be great, but we know it's going to take four quarters.
Mike, you played the Metrodome and you played at Arrowhead Stadium, and how loud is that crowd in Seattle? Is it one of the more disruptive?
Definitely. It reminds me a lot of Arrowhead in the 90s, just where, you know, I think back then opposing teams didn't handle the noise at the level that the teams today. I think it's just like anything in life. There's a lot more preparation that goes into preparing for these kind of games. So it's very loud.
Mike, do you bring up the last time you met with the Seahawks, even if just to, you know, kind of sweep it away with the team?
I can promise you that the only time that topic will be brought up is when I'm in here. So I mean, it's we're past it.
Anything else?
You guys played in the kickoff game a few years ago against the Saints. Mm-hmm. With it being, you know, the season opener for the league, is there anything extra that goes into it? Can you draw from that, kind of settling things down?
Oh, definitely. I mean, this is a unique game to play in. You're the only game on TV that day. So, I mean, you have the national audience. You know, you're kicking off the NFL season. You know, it's the opening season of the National Football League. So there's a lot that goes into the game. It's exciting. We're thrilled to be invited. And we're looking forward to the opportunity.
Mike, how did you feel Corey Lindsey finished the preseason, and what kind of challenge is that for him in CenturyLink?
Corey Lindsey's our starting center, so I obviously feel good about where he is.
Mike, you went through it a couple of years ago in the kickoff game. Can the home team be a little vulnerable because of all the celebration of the previous championship, so forth, going on and stuff like that, and get all caught up in that hoopla?
I'd be all for it. I think it'd be great. So.
Mike, how do you feel about your depth on the offensive line? You only kept eight guys. Do you feel, are you concerned about it at all? Is that something you might have to consider?
No, I'm not really concerned about the depth. You know, we're able to, you know, obviously sign some of our guys back onto the practice squad. So, you know, once again, it's you get down to the final cut, and you know, whether you keep eight, nine, or ten, it's really, you know, depends on what those offensive linemen have done. You know, the body of work that they put forth, and really the positions that we're heavy in. I think you just have to give a lot of credit to those guys. So, no, I mean, I feel good about where we are.
In 2012, you were preparing for Russell Wilson. It was his third start. Now it's his third year. In what ways have you seen improvement and change in his game?
Well, I think Russell Wilson is a definitely different player today than he was back then. I think it's a normal progression that quarterbacks go through. Obviously, he's enjoyed a lot of success since then, winning the Super Bowl. So, yeah, I mean, their offense is different. So, I mean, these are two different teams, clearly, that that will play on Thursday night.
Like, you do so much scouting during the season when you're going to play an opponent. How different is week one?
Well, week one, to me, is always the same. You know, you spend the whole time preparing for what they've done in the spring. So you almost get to a point where you're tired of watching the games because you've seen them so many times that are in your cut-ups. And, you know, this week is more of a review. But the reason why I say a lot of it's the same, I think the statistic falls between 25-35% of the plays in your first, you know, first game, clearly, and it kind of decreases as the games go on. It will be unscouted looks. So that's why it's important to really hone your own schemes down and make sure, you know, your guys are comfortable and going out to play. But as I stand here in front of you, I'm sure Seattle will do things differently than we've seen in the past.
You saw a lot of flags in the preseason for defensive holding and legal contact and the like. How physical Seattle is, do you expect to see as many flags in week one?
I don't even know why you'd ask me that question. I don't expect or anticipate how a game's going to be officiated. I could really go off on a tangent right now, but it's back 2 years ago. Sorry, Jason. He told me not to talk about it. But it's just, I mean, the NFL has made an emphasis. They do it every single year. We've been getting videotapes. We're educating our guys. So, I mean, it's normal football. You know, you have a rule book. It doesn't change very often, but the emphasis changes year to year. So we're just really, frankly, we've been working on our hand placement because that's where the majority of our penalties have come in the preseason. We don't really concern about, you know, the penalties of our opponent. I mean, I've never gone into a game and say, hey, they got a bunch of penalties, and we're going to rely on them to have more penalties so we're successful. So that's not a mindset we participate in.
Mike, you said Seattle's offense has changed in the last couple of years. Have they perhaps given
Definitely. I think Russell has more responsibility in today's offense than a few years ago. And, you know, I think they're, you know, a lot more dynamic on offense, too. I mean, you look at their perimeter players and, you know, they're ever how many years into their system, you know, as far as their offensive line, they're well coached. So, I mean, I think you know, Tom Cable's an outstanding football coach. And so, I mean, you see some of the common concepts and the way they approach it are still intact. But I think they're more dynamic. You know, we expect them to be a little more dynamic than they've been in the past.
Mike, whenever we talk in here about unscouted looks in the first game, it's always talking about their unscouted looks and how you guys have to make sure that you react. As a play caller and as a coach, someone who likes the scheme, are you kind of excited about having some of your own unscouted looks? Do you look forward to that part of the first game, too, that you've got something in your hip pocket?
Well, this is fun. I mean, this is what you work for. This is the time of year that I would think every player and coach looks forward to. There's a lot of work that goes in the first game. Frankly, you have to guard against doing too much. That's something that you have to really stay on top of. If anything, we'll probably do less. And it's important to get off on the right foot and let these guys play. But yes, I mean, there's things we've been practicing, and we're excited to see what happens.
Mike, Christian Hardy is now part of Seattle's offense. You've seen him in Minnesota. He's a dynamic downfield player. Does this help you, the fact that some of your guys have worked against him and played? There's some familiarity to him in this offense?
Well, I mean, I think it's you could look at it either way. I think it helps when you know a player. You've competed against the player. You know what to expect from him. But, you know, it's the offense is different than the one Percy was in Minnesota. But he's still being used a lot of the same ways. You know, obviously he's a featured player. So, you know, based on where he is by formation, how they're going to get him the ball, I mean, he's unique that way. His skill set is something that can be a challenge. You know, he has running back ability and a wide receiver body. So, I mean, he's an impact player.
Two more, please. The opener's just one game, but in what ways does that set the tone for the season? How important is it to start 1-0? You went 13-0. You rattled off a ton 3 years ago, but haven't won an opener since.
Well, I mean, your opening game is important. You put a lot of work into it, but I think you also have to be in tune with it. It's 1-16. I think the biggest thing is you want to come out and establish the quality of play that you're able to build up through the preseason. So we definitely want to take a step there. But, you know, ultimately it's about winning. So we want to win every game, and it starts this week in Seattle.